I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
With recent stories of high-profile hacking at the New York Times and elsewhere in our news, it raises the question, if big corporations can get hacked, is our data safe?
Kevin Trueblood joins us now to help protect our email and online accounts. He's one of our technology experts here at WPR. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
How worried, Kevin, should we be about protecting our data from the hackers out there?
Well, you should at least have a frame of mind to make sure that your accounts are safe, because they can be hacked a whole lot easier than people think.
So we shouldn't be losing sleep over it, but we should be paying attention to it. Who's after this stuff?
Well, a lot of people think that your accounts are being hacked by somebody sitting in a back room who is, you know, feverishly trying to get into your specific account. And a lot of times that's not really the case. What typically happens is a website is hacked, in the case of like LinkedIn or even other high profile sites like eHarmony have been hacked, and they get into information about users. And one of the more common ways is they will get the email address that is attached to the account on a site like that. And the big no-no is having a shared password, if you have the same password across many different sites.
And that has happened to me, actually. I'm not sure where the initial site was, but I had my personal email with one password and then a bunch of websites and use the same password on it. That is the first piece of advice you have for us, different passwords for different places?
Absolutely, especially your email account. And because the email account is really the key, because if they get to your email account, then they can go and reset your email on many different, or reset your account on many different websites with that same password, and suddenly you can't get into anything.
What do they want with my email account?
Well, just any kind of data that's in it, and also to send out potential, potential scams to some of your friends. They'll send out. I've seen that happen to some of my friends who had their accounts hacked, who said, "I'm stuck in London. I need money wired to me," and they'll send out those kinds of scams.
And it's from my email account, and that's what happened with me. Not the London scam, but something similar. Hey, oh, it's from Rob. I guess I'll look at it, someone might think, except everyone I knew, happily, I think, didn't click the link that came along with that.
That's right.
Well, if you're like a lot of us, though, I mean, how many passwords can we keep in our heads? How do you track having a password for your email, a password for everything, you know, every subscription, every online store, whatever? How do you navigate that?
Well, that's actually a great question. There are some different password managers that you can use. There are many for Mac and for PC that you can actually use that can either keep track of passwords for you, and that is a local utility that you can have that can manage that for you, or generate a password for you as well, something that is secure and unique for each different site. So those are generally an easy way to keep track of all the different ones.
Well, maybe I'm a skeptic, but the first thing I think is, what if the password management site gets hacked?
Well,
and they got everything, man.
And that is a concern. But some of them are local utilities that that are not shared online.
Okay. So when we start an online account, say a newspaper subscription, or we want to buy something online, are there things we can do to make us less hackable?
The biggest thing is just to use a secure password. And a lot of websites won't even let you use things that are really simple.
And what kind of – so talk about a secure password. ABC123, as I recall, was found to be one of the most common passwords in the world, not very secure.
Correct. And so is password, or password one, or something like that. The best way to create a password combination is to use a combination of different things. You can do symbols using like the at symbol or an exclamation point, and a mixture of upper and lowercase, and also numbers. So if you wanted to write your pet's name, don't use your pet's name as it is, but maybe change your pet's names, change an E to a 3 or something like that. And also longer. So if you wanted to use like a sentence, 4 or 5 words as a password, that's also fairly secure.
And like, for an example, what's your password for your credit card, Kevin?
ABC123.
Well done. You passed the test. You didn't share that information. Now let's talk about this phishing thing that we get emails from our tech people here all the time. That's PHISH.
Yeah, fishing with a PH. Yeah, correct.
I'm looking right at the word, too, is the funny thing that I couldn't spell it there. What is it? What happens when somebody goes fishing?
Well, there's a couple of different kinds. Fishing is one of the ones that we most commonly know of, you know, is like the Nigerian scam of sending an email to all these people saying, I would love to send you $1 million if you send me $500 first. That is a phishing in terms of they're just trying to find somebody who will bite on that. But what also happens, and this is how higher profile, even some government offices have gotten hacked, is a thing called spear phishing. And spear phishing is where hackers will attack a certain organization and they will replicate the identity of somebody within the organization and send it to people. So they will think it is from their boss and it'll say, click here to log into this web portal. And then suddenly they are either downloading something onto their computer or they've got, these hackers have access now to the inside networks of some of these organizations.
So somebody might send you, Kevin, an email that looks like it's from me.
Correct.
It isn't. And then you click the link and boom, they're in.
That's right. That's how a lot of this has happened.
So it sounds really daunting because so much of it is out of our control. If we've logged into a bunch of websites, we can't go out there and protect those websites themselves. If, Amazon got hacked into, you mentioned LinkedIn, just a zillion things with our information out there and our credit card numbers. Is the right reaction to just get offline and do as little possible out there?
You know, it's funny because we are just getting so integrated into the online world and having our credit card saved on Amazon so you can make the purchases easier. And a lot of that stuff is fairly secure and there's not much to worry about. The chances of you being hacked are pretty small, and especially if you use your credit card, you can also... then if you get any fraudulent charges, you can dispute that. But some of the safest things that you can do then is change, you know, use the secure passwords, use different passwords amongst different sites, and then change them often as well. That's another big one. So if you hear of Amazon getting hacked, then you'll want to change especially the password to your email account and make sure that those are, if you hear of some vulnerability like that, that's what you want to do.
For online hygiene, even if we're not hearing bad news like that, how often do you change key passwords anyway that you use?
Me personally?
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably say like every 6 months or so. I don't necessarily have a calendar reminder for me, but especially if I see like some high profile site that gets hacked, then it'll give me a reminder like, oh, I should probably do that. Now, some sites like universities and things like that will actually force you to change your password occasionally.
What every now and then you'll get requests for information via an email, and it's legit. What kind of requests, if we get an email from someone, should set off the tripwire, set off the warning bells?
Well, the big thing is are for sites like a bank, for instance, anything that really wants you to log in and verify information. Those are usually the ones that should set off flags, and a lot of them look legit. I mean, they will say have the same logo, they will have the same information. But they are completely false, and they will take you to a site that looks an awful lot like what you normally see, but it is designed to fool you, essentially. And so what you want to look for, like I said, is anything that asks for verification. A bank's not going to email you and say, tell us what your account number is just for verification purposes.
They know.
Yeah, they know what it is. And so if you ever have questions like that, every bank has a customer service number. You can call them. And the other thing that I've done, too, is if something doesn't look right, or I'm taken to a login page that doesn't look familiar or doesn't look right to me, or something just it doesn't right, is I will actually manually go to that site. So if it's a bank that's sending me an email, I will go to that bank's website directly.
Not clicking on the link in the email.
Correct. And then see if I see anything. And a lot of times if a bank is having a major security breach or some organization, they'll put it on their website, important security and notice or something like that.
All right. Well, a lot to think about and a lot to do there. Kevin, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was Kevin Trueblood. He's one of our resident technology guys here at WPR.
Coming up tomorrow on Central Time, find out about the science of longer life and whether it could be possible to live forever.
We'll hear about the future of investigative journalism with Bill Leaders of the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. He'll talk about a time of transition in media and whether there's still room for that kind of reporting.
And we'll get some listening advice as Simply Folk host Stephanie Elkins shares some of her favorite songs. And that's all coming up tomorrow as we get a taste of music and a whole lot more right here on Central Time.